Overcoming Bitterness, The Family International. Looking diligently, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this many become defiled. Thus says God's word about the adverse results of bitterness, a poisonous root that can trouble your spirit and hurt others as well. The reason we need to look diligently for bitterness is that it can take root and begin to grow and spread and spiritually contaminate your heart and spirit before you even realize what's happening. Sinful human nature makes it easy for us to rationalize and justify ourselves for harboring a grudge against others when we feel that they have wronged or mistreated us. We can even feel this way toward God. Like the roots of most plants, little roots of resentment and bitterness usually lie below the surface where they remain unseen. But there, they could begin to spread and grow deeper. If allowed to grow, roots of bitterness can hinder your spiritual life and usefulness to the Lord. This is why God's word exhorts us to let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking, slander, be put away from you with all malice. It's important to learn how to recognize, deal with, and get rid of bitterness so that we may lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily besets us. One of the most significant effects of bitterness is that it can hinder your relationship with the Lord and your service for Him. If you allow bitterness and negativity to grow in your life, you can lose your joy of the Lord. You can't keep resenting your lot in life and regurgitating the things that you feel that God or others have done to you and be filled with the joy of the Holy Spirit at the same time. The Lord dwells in the praises of His people, and He draws near to us when we draw near to Him, offering the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips giving thanks to His name. But he who comes to God must believe that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. The first step is trusting in God and His care for you and His promise that no matter what you face in life, whether just or unjust, He will work it together for your good. Roots of bitterness, if allowed to take hold in your heart and life, can affect your testimony and your effectiveness in reaching people with the good news. The way that bitterness can hinder your ministry and effectiveness is illustrated in the true story about the great artist and engineer Leonardo da Vinci. Just before da Vinci commenced work on his famous painting of The Last Supper, he had a violent quarrel with a fellow painter. He was so enraged and bitter that he decided to paint the face of his enemy, the other artist, into the face of Judas, and thus take his revenge by handing the man down in infamy and scorn to succeeding generations. The face of Judas was therefore one of the first that he finished, and everyone could easily recognize it as the face of the painter with whom da Vinci had quarreled. But when he came to paint the face of Jesus, he could make no progress. Something seemed to be baffling him, holding him back, frustrating his best efforts. At length, he came to the conclusion that the thing that was hindering him was the fact that he had painted his enemy into the face of Judas. He therefore painted out the face of Judas and commenced anew on the face of Jesus. This time, with the success the ages have acclaimed. How clearly this shows that we cannot, at the same time, be painting the features of Christ into our own life and be painting another face with the colors of enmity and hatred. To become more Christ-like and to accomplish what the Lord wants each of us to do, all bitterness and ill will must be put away and laid aside. When the Lord doesn't do things the way we wanted Him to, or had hoped He would, our faith in the Lord can be tested. God's Word tells us to trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. But when we look at conditions instead of God, we have a harder time trusting. You've got to keep your eyes on God and walk by faith, not by sight. We have to look to the example of Moses, who in the midst of trouble endured, as seeing Him who is invisible. Sometimes the Lord allows things to happen in our lives to test our faith and draw us closer to Him. He loves us and is concerned about us, and sometimes allows things to happen that help us to loosen our grip on the things of earth and tighten our hold on Him and eternal values. We learn at such times to count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience, and to let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Another way that we can be tempted to give room to bitterness is when we get our eyes off the Lord and on others. The Bible tells us that comparing themselves among themselves is not wise. Comparing yourself to others and the blessings they have in their lives can lead to envy, bitterness, or discouragement. The Lord works in each of our lives differently. He knows what's best for each of us and what will help us to grow the most and learn the particular lessons He's trying to teach us. When the Apostle Peter was told by the Lord that he would suffer a martyr's death, he asked Jesus, "What about John? What will happen to him?" Jesus gently chided him not to worry about John when he replied, "If I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me." Sometimes the times of trial and testing are God's loving way of helping us to learn certain lessons. His Word says, "Now no discipline seems to be joyful at the time, but grievous. Yet afterward, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness in those who have been trained by it." May we allow the Lord to work in our lives through our times of His discipline, so that these can yield the peaceable fruit of righteousness that He has promised. The Lord sometimes lets things happen that we don't understand, that test our faith. He allows us to be placed in the refining fires of His trials and testing, to ultimately bring forth His glory. 1 Peter tells us, "Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you, but rejoice, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it is tested with fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ." Suffering is God's catalyst. It either reveals that we already have the grace to take it by faith, or it helps to turn us to grace and encourages us to call out to God and to seek His mercy and deliverance. The sorrow, suffering, sacrifice, and sadness we go through in life are meant to bring out the best in us. Sweetness, compassion, brokenness, love, and concern for others. The Bible says, let those who suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to Him in doing good as unto a faithful Creator. Of course, such times never seem to be joyous, but grievous. When going through severe soul-trying times of testing, we're often tempted to question the Lord. Why me, Lord? Why did you let this happen to me? The Lord promises that He will never give us more than we're able to bear, and that He will always make a way of escape. He'll somehow make it easier for you, or at least help you to bear it. So cast your burden on the Lord, and He will sustain you. Remember, He loves you, and you are His child. One of the greatest things we can learn is to be content in whatever state we find ourselves, whether abounding or in want. The Lord wants us to think about the positive things and count our many blessings and refuse to set our minds on all the negative things, woes, troubles, tribulations, and afflictions of this life. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Praise the Lord. Quote Scripture. Sing His praises. Call on the Lord. And count His blessings.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.